A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 13th April 2023, Thursday class. So we are having the session at Brother Theo and Sister Padmasri's house. We'll be continuing our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code. We are at code 49. Okay, as usual, can we just gather and have a simple puja, physical puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sada, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sangham namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tetiampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tetiampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Anatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sura miraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I think just now we miss out the refuge. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Okay, you all can be seated. We return to page 3 of the chanting book. We will continue with the Padipa Puja. Padipa Puja, offering of lights. Ganna sarapa ditena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambudang pujaya mitamonoda anda sambarayutena dupena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniya tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda guno peta etang kusuma santati pujayami munidasa siri pada sarorohe Pujemi bedang kusumi nanina punina mitena cehotu mokam bupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata ilati yata sabawang adiwase tuno bante Panyang parika pitang anu kampang upadaya patigang hatu mutemang adiwase tuno bante pale parika pitang anu kampang upadaya Patigang hatu mutemang adiwase tuno bante tojanang parikapitang anu kampang upadaya patigang hatu mutemang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One. Who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with faithfulness to attain the path and future soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Di, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we shall pay respect, Tripaja. Petang puji me. Damang puji me. Sanghang puji me. Okay, you all can be seated. Just relax body and mind. Maintain some more awareness. Yeah? Then we shall off the light so that you can have your half an hour of awareness based meditation. This awareness based meditation is very important. It enables cultivators of the way to develop awareness within. Our main intent is to realize the awareness nature. By doing so, we can come to realize the true mind, and from there, we can use it to meditate. So, training our mind to be aware is the first step. Then after that, we stabilize it, so that we are most of the time without thought, we are just aware. So what I have taught you, the four support for awareness-based meditation is very important. Yeah? So by now, I think most of you would have been familiar with the four support, especially the first three. So develop the clear understanding, then try to cultivate. Once your awareness nature stabilizes, you will understand my sharing differently, especially the sharing from the Unicode and all the other last 2-3 years of recent sharing, which are based on clear understanding of what that nature is. All this Dhamma that I share, the understanding, they came from that nature, that silent mind within. Without the silent mind in awareness, you cannot see, you cannot understand, you cannot develop the progress. That's why this awareness-based meditation is very important. So don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just relax body and mind, relax into every mind state that arises. Relax means to be at ease. To be at peace without thought. Feel yourself soothingly relaxed, physically, mentally. Physically means there is no problem with your physical body. Then feel yourself relaxed. If you detect any tension, stress within, or tightness, relax into it. Feel it soothingly relaxed. Relaxing the mind is easier when you got no problem, no issue. Everything is just the way it is. Then relaxation of the mind becomes very simple. The mind is at ease to return to its original state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Before the sankhara activity, before the movement of thought. So the first three support, ability to relax. Then second support, maintain awareness. Followed by the third support is stability of the awareness. Means maintain awareness for as long as you can. Technically is throughout your waking moment, you must be mindful, aware. Then later on, you can even carry it into your sleeping moment or when you are resting. When you are resting, your physical body and your mind means you are going to sleep. You can still maintain awareness. To do that is not easy, but it can be done. And when you are able to do that, you will understand differently. And my nature will rejoice. Okay, I will now set the 30 minutes of alarm so that you can continue with your awareness-based meditation. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Then these are the meditative mind states that you need for you to live life. And we need to continue from the formal meditation and move on into daily mindfulness to develop heedfulness in the midst of life. Unless our mind develops stability of mindfulness, we can never have the ability to be aware most of the time in the midst of life. So this daily mindfulness can be developed only after you have stabilized your sati, develop the wisdom born of the first and second turning. Once that wisdom develop, then you have what the Buddha called this yoniso manasikara. Yoniso manasikara is what we call wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Manasikara is at the moment of attention. Then yoniso is what wisdom is all about. So if you have constantly listened to the Dhamma or read up on the Dhamma, develop the understanding of it, then contemplate, reflect, and stabilize the understanding, then you would have developed what they call the first and second turning wisdom, born of the first turning of the Four Noble Truths and the second turning of the Four Noble Truths cultivation. First turning is mainly based on what we do while we listen attentively to the Dhamma shared with faith, with sadha, with virya. Then as we did listen, that understanding will arise. Then after that, if you want to stabilize the understanding, you need to reflect on it, contemplate into it, and inquire, why did the Buddha say all those things? And how can you develop understanding of it? So while we contemplate and reflect, it will lead to deeper understanding. It's like we start to assimilate what we have learned through learning. Pariyatti means the initial learning of the teaching. So pariyatti can come from listening or reading, or even through the internet or whatever. So now we can study in many ways, not only books. There are also online internet material, various type of ebook data, and various type of sharing. Then after that, we can have Dhamma discussion, Dhamma studies, and we can decide to contemplate, reflect, and share all this understanding to group activity. As you develop all this, You keep yourself engaged in Dhamma all the time. That's why the religious routine is very important. Every day, have a good religious routine. Means most of the time, you are cultivating the Dhamma, developing understanding of the Buddha Dhamma. So this is how we can develop progress. So a simple religious routine, I remember in the early days, I was able to develop it because my teacher, Ajayantra, keep on reminding us, we choose aware. Every action, every movement in the present moment. So that was the basis of daily mindfulness, developing awareness, stabilizing it, leading to heedfulness. Then in between, of course, I attended Dhamma session, attend Dhamma talk. Then weekend, we'll go to brickfields or wherever there is temple activity. And sometimes there are also talk and sharing on other days. Apart from weekend, which is normally Sunday, we also have our Saturday chanting. Then we also have our Friday Dhamma talk. And sometimes there are monks or speakers who are invited to the temple to give talk. And there also they will also have what they call Dhamma classes. Of course, Sunday school are for the school children, but there are Dhamma classes. Sometimes they study the basic teachings of the Buddha. Then they also study the various topics. Then sometimes they have short retreats, like weekend retreats or school holiday, longer period of retreat. Then we develop our routine. Every day when we wake up, the first thing we do is maintain awareness, develop the morning respect to Triple Gem. Then after the respect, we will normally radiate the metta and meditate for a while. Then after that, we will share merit, transfer merit. Then we will rejoice. So this one is part and parcel of the daily religious routine. Then at night before you sleep, you can also meditate. Then in between, you have free time, like lunch break, or free time. You can also develop some form of meditative training, like certain religion. They are advised to do their prayer or what they call spiritual duty, religious activity or duty. So during the prayer, they have their own religious routine too. So if you do it constantly, it's like throughout the day, you are involved in Dhamma training, Dhamma activity, and your mind is continuously mindful, aware to develop all this. And these are very good religious routines. Then after we come out, when we go for work or when we are doing our daily activity, you can also develop meditative training to integrate into life. Basically, like the Buddha said, the domain of meditation is not restricted to only when you have free time. The domain of meditation is throughout the day, anywhere, any place, anytime, in whatever posture you are for posture. As long as you can maintain mindfulness leading to heedfulness, Then you are with your true mind, silent mind in awareness. Then no problem. You are in a meditative training state. So all these are very useful. So try to establish a religious routine where you can throughout the day anchor your life and activity in it. Of course, in our society, sometimes we have to work. But to develop mindfulness, awareness, and ability to be in the meditative state while working is not easy. This one you need to train. You really need to train. Unless you are heedful throughout the day, you cannot do it. That's why stability of mindfulness, awareness, leading to constant ability to be ever mindful day in and day out is what apamada is. When you are able to have this continuous mindfulness or ever mindful state of mind, then you can use it to meditate, to develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma, or to cultivate what the Buddha has taught us, the Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So having a good religious routine with the faith, sadha, virya, will give rise to causes and conditions for us to progress along the path of Dhamma. Then sati will fall into place. And when you stabilize it, it becomes samadhi. Then when the spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi are there, especially sati and samadhi, the daily mindfulness, the stability of it, then you will continuously see things as they are, insight into phenomena, awaken to truth. And this is how wisdom, the last spiritual faculties, can arise. When the last spiritual faculty arise, the five spiritual faculty will make you heedful. Because the five mental hindrance, the opposite five, will cease to be. Then there is nothing to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that is developed through strong faith, sadha, and virya. So this is the complete outline of cultivation. Then in between, you can adjust your religious routine to suit your lifestyle. Because sometimes we have to engage in other life activities too. We may be traveling, or we may be doing something else. Then sometimes you may have a relationship, commitments, and all those things. Whatever it is, you can still integrate Dhamma practice with life activity. And that is what the four foundation of mindfulness, heedfulness is all about. Okay, before we continue our sharing from this book, I think we have to do the invocation to the Dhamma, the devas. Turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the king of sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakawalisu Atra Gajantu Devata Saddhaman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamogadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasamanankalo ayam badanta. Dhammasamanankalo ayam badanta. Namo atase bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhase. Namo atase bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhase. Namo atase bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhase. Ittipeso bhagava arahaṃ samma sambuddho vicacarana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhammasarati satta deva manusana Buddho Bhagavati Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pajatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho Nyāyāpatipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho Sāmīcipatipanno bhagavato Sāvaka-saṅgho Yadidaṃ cattari purisa yogāni Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho Āhuneyo, āhuneyo, dakkhineyo Anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam ketam lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, now you can be seated, relax body and mind, and we continue with our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code. I think we are at code 49. Before we start, I would like to maybe share some important understanding that I came to know recently, because I think last Tuesday, when Jinhao checked with me whether I free to help out to like go through the short video that they have prepared so that I can maybe confirm that the title that has been given is appropriate or need to refine on it or add on. So that whoever listen to the short video, they can be attracted to it because your title is very important. Then the other thing is the short video are very short. Most of the short video are few minutes to maybe less than 20 minutes. Seldom do you have some longer because that selection was based on the retreat that we have. I think last year, last August, at Sompo Temple, that retreat sharing was very good. So Qinhao came out with a very good, I think, format. Somehow, every time I share a topic, he will make a note of the time, pause, then he will make short video, the appropriate portion. Then Kayamita will have to listen again and put in the title. Then Sui, they all, and together with Christy, I think, and Chin Hao and others who can help out, they had to actually prepare the thumbnail. Is it called thumbnail? That's why you see the short video. They got a rectangular block, which is very nice. Sometimes with my photo there, but they have to go and look for it. Then the scenery all different, depend on the title. So Sui and Chin Hao, they all did a lot. Sometimes Christy, or I think, I don't know whether the others help out or not. But if you have time, you can help out, it's very good. By listening, you will benefit a lot. Then I came to realize, a lot of this short video, they are very, very unique and very beautiful and very penetrative. So what I did was, before Chin Hao do the thumbnail, if I find it something very useful, I will send it out first. But Chin Hao said, forward it to him so that he knows this is a priority, he can do it with the thumbnail. But don't worry, when I send it out, you don't have the rectangular block, you only have the link. So sometimes you are not interested, you may not see the beauty or importance of it. Yeah, there is nothing to attract you, no thumbnail, no rectangular thing to attract you. So what happened is, only those who know how to read what I write, they will go and listen. Like today, when I think, just now on the way here, PJ told me she listened, it was very good. It was explaining about the importance of contemplation, the second turning wisdom. Then I also share on how to see form, to see the unreality of form, then to see beyond form. Then after that, only you can have the ability to see mind, the unreality of mind and beyond mind. Then there are many other things. Then there are many other short videos that I share. There is another tool what I haven't really sent out. I scared you all may not be able to absorb so many. The Chin Hao also sending out. I remember there is one related to cultivation, to practice and all those things. That one also very good. Then there is another one describing my practice and cultivation and how all these are possible. They are a real gem. You cannot find in other places. So if you have that faith, the Siddha, you listen to all these short videos, it's very beautiful. Then there's another one I remember when Sister Engby was reading out the thing. Then I answered from the Heart Sutta. Then later on, she asked one question regarding the handful of leaves. That one is very good. Then the way I answer is very comprehensive, very, very good. So you should listen to all this. Then, of course, in between, there are also a lot of very useful short video. This short video can draw the attention of listener. Where you don't have to waste much time. Like for PG, while driving, she also listened. And if you are free, when you are alone with your handphone or computer, you can also listen. Then if you make it a religious routine to constantly listen to Dhamma, like last time, what Sister Alicia, which in the audio was, they listen attentively again and again. And in fact, many Kayamita who progressed, they also did that. Like Brother Song, he not only read, and not only listen, he read. The Heart Sutta also he read many times. The Unique Code also he read many times. So this is how you can develop understanding. And Like what Jinhao came to know, actually, you go through the short video, you realize I emphasize a lot on the second turning wisdom contemplation, and importance of sati. And I explain sati very well inside there. The difference between thought-based meditation and awareness-based meditation. You go and listen again, your whole understanding will transform. And I even explain to you all how from the spacious awareness, which is our nature, how we develop thought process thinking, and how through the spacious awareness, when we start to perceive, we zoom in to a narrow space. That's how that narrow space become the thought later. Because when we zoom in to perceive something, can be an external form, or perceive a nice vibration, a music, or whatever, or even smell, taste, or tactile, or even thought process. So when you zoom in, you input the content through your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, and your belief system. And all this trigger the thought. So for spacious awareness, we shrink it to a small space where we input the content and it created that thought activity. That's how Jay Krishnamurti saw, and he knew. Thought is limited. Thought is of the past, yeah, from memory. No memory, no perception, no thought process, nothing. So when he sees the limitation, means he know thought can only exist within that circle, that small space, and the content that it input into it. Then the rest are all the sankhara thought activity from memory. That's why it's limited to that. Whatever that is external or out of it, it cannot be aware. It cannot have the ability to understand. That's why it is limited. So if you use thought to cultivate, you are actually wasting your time. Because thought by itself as an instrument limits you. What we want to realize is the Dhamma that is beyond thought, beyond time. So how can you use the instrument that doesn't allow you to develop that? That's why you must silence your mind, develop the awareness within. And this spacious awareness is your true mind, your awareness nature within. And that one is pure awareness. That's why inner awareness. Inner peace, inner calmness, inner tranquility, clarity. So all these are words. But when you are with it, you know this is without the words, without the concept, without the thinking, without the mundane activity, without the aggregates of mind. This is pure nature, pure awareness that can see things as they are, that can insight into phenomena. That can awaken and develop the understanding. And this is so different from thought. Thought is so limited. Thought is from memory of the past, cannot be new, cannot have clarity and understanding. When you create thought, you are lost in thought, preoccupied with the thinking activity. When you are preoccupied with that thinking, proliferation of thought, the emotion, the movement, the activity, how can you be aware? You can't. Like just now, on the way here, I think this one is useful. I was sharing with PG, we were talking about how the AI now, through ChatGPT, they are so good at doing those what they call very repetitive type of technical thing. That one you cannot beat them. They have the storage, the cheap storage, or last time we call hard disk. Now I think they got don't know what bigger systems or and they are talking about terabyte and others. How big is our brain? How much can you store? And the other problem of the brain is, this one I think I haven't shared before, yes, that understanding came I shared with PG. I told PG, why the computer can calculate and do things so fast and never fail unless the chip got overheat, yeah, or the processor cannot cope? Then it give you some problem. But apart from that, they are very, very fast. Even now, they are using it to do a lot of medical things. They are replacing doctors in doing diagnosis and giving medical advice, replacing the lawyer. They know things much better than us. I don't know whether they will replace the IT guy or not. Rati, what do you think? Can replace the IT guy or not? ChatGPT. Like write program, I think they can. Oh, they can generate a very good one for you. Like a base for you to start. But the one that need creative thinking, that one I think they can't. That's why I told BG.
The role will
change. Yeah, the role will change. Yes. And that is, they were fall behind. They cannot catch up. So now you need to use creativity, which the hardware cannot do. Because this hardware, there are two things they don't have. The brain got one very bad one, is the emotion. Because our memory, our brain, after the thought come out, your emotion, your fear, your insecurity, your whatever like and dislike, sorrow, lamenting, you become angry, violent, agitated. All these emotions are the negative aspect of the thinking mind. That's why the computer just execute. He don't have feeling, don't have emotion. He don't care. That's why they can use it to predict the stock market. Look at the chart. Buy means buy, cut means cut. They got no feeling. That's why the computer selling. One shot, the whole thing just happened. Then buying also same. So it seems they have now started proving the case that all this AI operated on, they do better than human brain in that sense. But the other part that the human brain has as an advantage is its creativity. That's why we need to contemplate, reflect, and develop creativity to actually beat them. Yeah. So the brain and memory, you must watch out for that emotion. The emotion is the one that the law of karma introduced into the human psyche, the forming mind. Otherwise, how to let you reap what you sow? How to create mental suffering and misery and physical suffering and misery in the living being? You can't. Unless you create the mundane mind that has emotion. That's why you look at all this, you start to understand why Dhamma cultivation is not easy. Because most people can't understand that they have two minds. They only recall they have one mind, the thinking mind, the mundane mind, the one with all the emotion and all those things, with all the character. And seldom people develop creativity. A lot of them use it to develop knowledge. That is what basically thought is for, knowledge-based, not awareness-based. So the field of awareness is only the spiritual field, mainly. When it comes to our society, even the educational field and those things, there is hardly any study or course on what awareness is, what sati is, what that nature is, hardly any. So most of them are related to thought process, the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So that aspect, hopefully, yeah, it will help you all develop better understanding. It's just like what I used to share with you all. The newborn baby, yeah, last time you remember, you asked me before, I told you all, when you are a baby, you have pure awareness, and you can see things, yeah. Yeah, you got no memory, no conditioning, nothing. So they are very cute, very innocent. They see things as they are, but no words, nothing. And then the parent, the guardian, or the one that look after the baby, they start to condition the baby, teach them how to pronounce word, papa, mama, a apple, everything. Then they learn. Then from there, their memory develop, the thought process develop. So this is how living being actually develop the conditioning. Then from your education system, the environment, even the social media, and later on the computers and all those AI related things, society's toy, we call it the toy. And a lot of things that our society evolve and develop, they will influence the human entity. That's why the kids of today and our time are so different. So these are the reality, the evolution of society, of humanity, of civilization. So all this, you develop the clear awareness to develop the understanding, you become different. Well, the awareness can allow you to have that understanding, which is not limited by knowledge and thought process or from memory of the past. Because awareness is pristine, always new, because the movement is always within the moment. And to understand the nature's law that governs life and existence within the moment of its activity and movement is what spiritual practice and cultivation is. Okay, so that one, just let Kayamita know, so that the short video and all this understanding, it may help. So now we continue. I almost took out 30 minutes. Okay, I got 20 minutes. Good. Code 49. These are unique Dhamma code. 49, I think, is quite easy. By now, most of you would have developed the understanding. I say, just relax to silence your mind. That word silent is very important. Silent means what? No thought, no thinking, no verbalization, no chattering, nothing. Completely silent. That's why I said noble silence is not, no, don't talk. Don't talk is don't make noise. But you may be silently verbalizing, chattering inside there. Because your mundane mind continue to move. When I say silent, it's complete silence of mental activity. That's why I say just relax and maintain silence. So just relax to silence your mind and maintain awareness. Then I put in the bracket, don't try to know. Why? The moment you try to know, you arise the thinking mind, the mundane mind. Then you cannot be silent anymore. That mundane thinking mind, the activity will actually create heedless thinking, habitual thinking and reaction of mind, your habitual pattern of creating thought process. It can be verbalization, chattering, or thinking. And sometimes it trigger of emotion. The emotion, actually, if you don't have the clarity or awareness and mindfulness, it can be very detrimental. Sometimes for no reason, it makes you feel boring. You realize or not? restless, then emotional, angry, unhappy. Then for no reason that thought surface and you recall your phobia, then panic attack arise, insecurity, lack of joy and happiness arise. Then sometimes you recall this unhappy past. It gives rise to sorrow, lamentation, attachment, clinging, grasping. So all these emotions, they are there. And the mundane mind cannot free itself from all this unless you know how to meditate, to silence. When you silence means no more thought, no more idea, no more concept, no more creation, no more duality. Then what happened? Your true mind return. And what is that true mind? That awareness nature within that is peaceful, aware, with full clarity. Then you also will experience the state of tranquility. Tranquility is a stillness when there is no mental activity. These are the characteristics of the true mind. The spacious awareness, the awareness nature within. That's why you must realize all this to understand. Then when you are in that state, you are so beautiful, so peaceful. Because all the emotion created by the thinking through your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and habitual tendency, this is. And this is true peace within. That's why we call it tranquility, stillness of mind, that silent mind. Stay there, stabilize it, and you will become very different. Okay? Then the next part is, I explain. Relax and maintaining awareness, these are the first two support of the four support to develop awareness-based meditation. And the reason why I say don't try to know is because the knowing is always by the thought. And the doing is always by the thought. We have the egoic mind, the personality, the entity inside that want to know. Who want to know? The thought want to know. Then who want to meditate? The egoic mind, the meditator is the thought. That's why when you try to know, when you try to meditate or do whatever, you create thinking again. You stir the mind to develop thinking. And through your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system that you are not aware, they will stir your emotion. And these emotions are the one that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that brings about karmic activity, brings about your suffering, your downfall. See all this clearly and wake up. This is heedless living. Why must you live your life that way? Why can't you just awaken to all this and determine from now onward? You determine not to be heedless anymore. You want to maintain that silent inner awareness, to be ever mindful, constantly meditative, so that you can live the heedful life. So heedful living, which is so different from heedless living, see the two, realize it, then you will never go back to the old way. Then the old way is full of agitation, suffering, mental activity, emotions, the lack of peace, the lack of tranquility, stillness. So this understanding is very useful, very important. Eh? Hope it can help you. Okay, next code, unique code number 50. This one enhance what I described and explained just now. Eh? You listen. When one is aware, awareness is one. Sati is awareness before the knowing, right? Before the thought process. Right? When one is aware, there is no word. No word means what? No concept, no idea, no verbalization, no chattering, nothing. Where you are just aware. That's why I say that nature is just awareness. Cannot come out and live life. No word, nothing inside that. No duality. No mandema. That is what your nature is. Stay with it. So I read again. Eh? When one is aware, there is no word. Then understanding will thus come about via the direct seeing. And then one can link this wisdom back to the Dhamma knowledge that one has learned early on to stabilize one's understanding. So this is really beautiful. Isn't it? When you are aware, there is no word, means you are silent with that true mind, the awareness nature. So no word, no concept, you are not acting from memory. You can only act with whatever understanding you have here. You don't refer to memory. So when you are with the pure awareness without word, what are you doing? You can have the direct see. You can see things as they are, but no word, nothing. No conception, no labeling. You understand? That is what awareness-based meditation is all about. When one is just aware, there is no words, no thought activity or movement. Within that stillness, that tranquility, the awareness, you can see things as they are. And when you see things as they are, you can develop wisdom. And wisdom or understanding will arise because when you observe with the silent mind, you will come to know how you stir your mind, how you create all this emotion and mental activity, how the evil roots, root of all evil, stir and condition you into negativity and bring forth the suffering, the misery, the affliction. So meditation is to develop this inner awareness to see all this, observe with the silent mind. Don't need to do anything. Just silently aware, like you observe a kid. When you observe without your memory and your conditioning and your opinion coming in, you can understand and see clearly how that baby or that kid make mistake or become very naive and all those things. Then that is the reality. That is the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Every moment, every instant is different. No word, nothing. It's just that activity and movement, that joy. I mean, seeing things as they are, specific, phenomenal awareness, spacious awareness within that nature. Then you develop understanding. Oh, no wonder the kid get into trouble. Because he hasn't stabilized his ability to stand and walk. Then he keep on falling and get into trouble. Then he cry and all that. So all this understanding can only arise through your observation without interference from memory. But if you preempt it and perceive in advance, ah yeah, he's like that one, this guy like that, means you're not observing, understand now? You are using your views and opinion to actually conclude what you see. And that is your wrong perception, the wrong way to understand things. The correct way to understand things is assume you don't know anything. Clear slate, clean slate, aware, observe. From that observation, the truth will surface because we are seeing things as they are. Then we will understand how the paticca samuppada come to be the dwelling. How avijja paccaya sankhara, the true awareness you see. Then you understand. Then the nature's law that governs life and existence, like the ancient people. How do they know there is such thing as karma? That they saw, especially our Chinese tradition, our Chinese race. In Cantonese also they say bowing, bowing in Mandarin. Hokkien is what? Someone say Hokkien is what? Bowing. Haven't still Hokkien now we have. Inko, we always say inko. Actually, the Mandarin word bowing is very good. So all this, through observation, they develop the understanding where they record it down, even like Chinese herb. They somehow try it, then it cure. Then they record, then people start to investigate into it, then finally confirm it. And most of the time, they like found a cure, herbal cure, or they call it the chao yu. Chao yao, chao yao, medicine from the herbs. That's why they call it the herbal medicine. So all this is how the silent mind, through the direct seeing, can actually see things as they are, and insight into phenomena and awaken to its universal characteristic. It can only happen after you have stabilized your awareness. It is not stabilized, you know what is happening or not. The thought keep on coming in to interfere. You are hardly aware. You think you are aware, but the thought keep on coming in. And that one is actually a lot of rubbish inside there. But the pure awareness in sati is most of the time without thought activity. It's just silent, aware. And that nature shine forth. Can see things as they are with clarity. That's why it's beyond thought, beyond mind. And since thought is a byproduct of that nature, that's why thought can never see the awareness nature. But awareness nature can see thought. Yeah, it's a product. Likewise, thought can see form, external form. The external form is trapped energy. Is actually thought based. Your thought is energy field. That's why thought has its energy, thought based energy, psychic energy, concentration energy, samatha energy. So all these are thought. Then when it becomes solidified, trapped energy, that's why Einstein realized E equals to mc squared. That's an external form is trapped energy. And thought is the one that created the external form. That's why through our thought, the human being, the carpenter can create all this, construct the building. All the physical form in nature, the planet, the physical form, they come through the thought process. Initially, it's the first thought of ignorance, the condition. Until what it is today. So when you understand this, that's why thought can see form. All this form can never see thought. Then likewise, awareness can see thought. Thought can never see awareness. There is a higher wisdom or intelligence. So all this, when you are mindful, you can observe, you can understand, and you can develop the understanding. Okay? So I read on. One more time, so that you can have the clear understanding. When one is aware, there is no word. Understanding will thus come about via the direct seeing. You can also add in via insight into phenomena. We are seeing things as they are. And then one can link this understanding, which is wisdom, back to your Dhamma knowledge that you have studied before or heard of before or learned before. That's why when you awaken, very strange, you know, the moment you awaken, you insight the phenomena or awaken or develop the understanding from the direct seeing or the silent maya, then all the knowledge that you used to have become very clear to you. You realize or not? That is what awareness is. Without the awareness, it's still knowledge kept in memory. It's not the direct seeing. It's not penetrating. You cannot awaken. Somebody came on. Oh, is it? Oh, I thought somebody came by. Oh, firecrackers. Oh, now no more. Not just Hari Raya. Yeah. Oh, start right here. Yeah. So our Qingbing also ending. Okay, I think we stop here. Okay, good. 50. So 51 onward, you all go back and maybe read about it, prepare yourself. 51 also very good. Silent mind, pure awareness. So this one are all enhancing your understanding of what this pure awareness nature is about. Okay, very good. Do you all need the toilet break? I don't need today. So don't need means I think we can continue. Now we can have our second session, which is either meditation reporting, or you can also ask whatever question you may have regarding the teaching, regarding the meditation, or anything that relates to Dhamma, like sharing Dhamma in daily life and how to apply all this Dhamma to enable one to understand life, solve your life problem. Okay, anyway, today we don't have to nominate people. We had one brother Song here who has promised us he will continue the last sharing, which was happening in one of the Chinese Mahayana temple.
Stanza,
yeah.
Hello.
Okay, yeah.
我们这一次去这个 India 的这个 trip, 我们去了七个地方, then 有六个地方, 我们是睡在 Mahayana 的 temple.
哦，不错啊。啊，是六个
Mahayana 里面有两个是 Tibetan, 两个越南的庙, 然后一个是日本。 一个是韩国，哦，不错啊。然后还有另外一个就是 Jain Temple，啊，然后有几个 Temple 他们是很他们是 not open normally not open to outsider，哦，OK，哦，因为他们要 maintain 他们的那个 environment，他们只是给 serious 的
cultivator，这样
because of 我们的这个 group 哦，的。 的那个他的名声不错，所以那个 temple 就 allow 我们去住，就有一个那个日本的 temple 在那个
Bodhgaya，啊，是的，他是不给
outsider 来住，他讲 unless 你是 serious 的
cultivator，所以他讲那个什么地地他那嘛，啊，地他，他们全部都有啊，地他就住，那么还有就是我们在
Waisali 的这个越南的庙，它是 nunnery 来的，在 Waisali。 就很大吧，它也不随便 open to outsider。哦，好啊，还有这个 Jain Temple，所以就变成，我后来我听到以后，我觉得很感恩哦。呀呀，啊，因为这些庙是不招待 outsider，somehow 我们又能够有这个 affinity 的去住，哦，那所以我就觉得哇，很 blessed
啦，很幸运啊，对，很
blessed，yeah。 Then 有我在这个 Waisali 的这个越南庙，有一个你记得，就它的那个庙的外面，它放了一个弥勒佛跟那个观音的 statue，哦，很大的。我一看到那个观音，我就觉得这个观音很特别，哦，它就很啊，它来。 它是一个白色，应该是 marble， 哎，应该是那个 marble 白色的雕出来 ，exactly 来一个人，这样就坐在那一边。我第一眼一看到它，我就觉得这个观音很特别。但我不，我跟你讲，我一直讲不出讲清楚出来这个观音，所以我每天就跑去看它。哦，好。And then 我也很得空了，我就有去唱，我去唱《心经》跟大悲咒，我每天都去唱。
有啊，沙丘。
然后就过后我走了以后，我还是不能够忘记它的那个 features。
呀呀。
过后我才想到，哦，这个观音它的特别是，因为所有外面的那个观音的那个雕像都是很庄严，
哇，沙
哦，都
雕，
是很庄严的，在外面
呀
好
呀，
得的啦，你通常
沙
看
雕，
到的。把这个观音，它让我感觉到它很自在的坐在那一边。
哇，沙雕，
哦，但是我一直当我看到它，我第一眼我就觉得这个观音很特别吧，我又讲不出，所以我每天去
沙
看
雕，
它。
哈哈，
哦，我每天去看，我就哇，我又不懂要怎样去 describe。
呀呀呀，
当我一离开了以后，我才想到，哦，它跟别的观音不一
不一
样，
样。
就是它很自在的，
呀，
它像一个少女这样，她的那个 face 很奇怪，不然就真的是她很自在的这样子坐在那一边，这样很高。就我每天就跑去看她，啊，这个是其中的一个印象啦，是
沙雕，
啊。然后过后我们到了那个最后一站的那个韩国庙，这个韩国庙就在萨瓦斯蒂。哦，他就哇，他放了很多的那些经文，他在他的那个 shrine hall 的前面，他有放心经，那么他的 shrine hall 的后面有放那个金刚经，
哦，沙
哦，
雕，
所以我就跑去看那个金刚经，哦，我才知道原来金刚经是在 Star Wars 里面讲的，
呀呀呀，
啊，好，这样，所以我就哦，就看了以后，然后他就在他的那个庙的外面的墙壁，他就有写了一些 stanza 就放住，然后我就看到了这一个，我就整个了。我觉得很特别，他就写，一
你
下子
看一
忘
下，
记，
慢慢来啊，慢慢来。
OK，他是写真我本无心，
沙雕，
真心亦无我，
沙雕，
弃此真真心，我何成我？
哦，沙雕，
哇！我就看到了以后，我就说哇哦，我都没有
哈
想到
哈，
会在这个 temple 里面看到这么普化的这个单子啊。
呀，三子，
然后我去看一下，我讲它20个字，里面3个心，4个真，5个我，哦，就已经
十二，
half of that。
呀，十二，
然后它里面就写，它第一句是。真我本无心，我一看的时候，我整个人就来，我一下子我没有想到他会这样播放，但是当我在 silence 再去看的时候，我就哇，我没能够明白，我就觉得
刷掉，
哇，
刷掉，
我觉得哇，Brazil 的 teaching 让我能够明白，如果我们没有跟着你 Brazil 的这个 teaching，你去看到真我本无心，
You
你
cannot understand 啊，
对，
you cannot understand，
然后还有写真心。亦无我，真心也没有
没
我
有那个阿大的，
啊，那我觉得很 profound。然后说弃子真真心，那么这个弃子，我也可以讲是 maybe 是 that based on 这个真真心，然后我何成我，就是我就是哦 all the one 的这个我，哪一个是真正的我？哦，我觉得是很
Like
多。
all the segmented line, segmented on my mind. Very good, 沙雕。
Yeah，是不是我就看到的时候，我觉得哇，很 profound 这个的，然后我觉得哇，华文哦，真的是要用吗？一定
The
要用。
Mandarin language describes the Dhamma so beautifully. It is really very different. Yes, 我是音效啊。You see, when I study the Dhamma, I need English language translation to help me start. But the beauty about my nature is when I read or hear something, whether in Mandarin or in English, I will know is the truth or not. If it's not the truth, also I will know. If it's the truth, also. But after hearing all this, especially English translation, then I listen to the Mahayana teaching, especially by Master Shenhua. The moment he used the Mandarin to describe it, it's so different. I can understand Mandarin somehow. I also don't know why, but it's from the past. Even in the early day, I remember my wife told me, Shenhua's Mandarin is China one 哦，大陆 one 哦，哦，she sometimes also as a Chinese school teacher she cannot understand 哦，but when it come out of the Dhamma, my nature can understand 哦，that's why it's very beautiful. Then the word the beauty about the memory word yeah, you take two word one from each combine it become very different. And it describes the things so well. Yeah. 写在那边。So video 写得很好, 这个很好。Yeah, after I will explain. That's why you really look at the way the spiritual field is. You remember last time when we were at Putosan, the first place that and they recommend, it was very commercialized. Then we go and look for another place. Then we found that Shuang Qian Chan Si also don't allow public to go in. Only serious cultivator. But somehow we go and make the request. The monk there agreed to let us have the short retreat, one day retreat, and even supply us with a meal or something, although we donated and we pay for it. Yeah. So a lot of these things, if you are in the spiritual field, yeah, you will rejoice. Then there's another six patriarch spiritual trip event. You remember, go and inquire from the nunnery. The nunnery also not supposed to let people go in because they say there was some incident where they come from Hong Kong or what, they are not serious. So they mess up the whole place and they had the experience, they very scared. But Mr. Er was able to convince the abbess. I think he spoke to her, describing about the earlier spiritual trip, how we travel and all those things. Then she finally agreed to let us have a visit and stay. And that was also a very beautiful temple meant to be. Then the meditation area, they also actually let us in. Some of them are only for monks, but they let us use. So all this, when you have the affinity, you can actually have the like Song said, it's like you are very blessed, the blessing to be there, because there are causes and conditions, affinity, so you can be there. The Mandarin word, only most of the word I cannot read also, but you read to me, I can understand. Unless some of the word they use, I have not come across, then I have to ask you the meaning. Yeah, song they describe it.
Say one,
佛子行道以来世得作佛。 这个什么字?
做佛。
Okay. Or means finish the perfection, then can accomplish samasambuddha food in one of the future life. Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay. For the sake of PG, where is PG? PG sit here already. Very good. Okay. 你读那个 Mandarin 的,
真我本无心， 真心意无
，no no first one first
哦，真我本如心。
You know the Mandarin meaning or not? 真 is the true, 我 is me. Yeah, the truth. Some people call it the true me. Yeah, in English translation. Huh? But 真我 the Mandarin meaning is different. Means the true nature or the true self. That's not. 本无心 means don't have the mundane mind. That's not. Don't have the thinking mind. So the true nature, yeah, don't have all these things. So understand. Now, then the next one. Next one is the true mind.
真心亦无我。
This one you understand. 真心 is the true mind. Then this one.
亦也啊。
What is the meaning of 亦？
也
啦also non-self. Because the egoic mind can never be in the true mind. Understand? I told you already, the true mind is pure awareness, no words. How can there be an atta? Understand? How can there be a concept or an idea or words inside that? That's why 真心亦无我。These are very beautiful description from cultivator who have the awakening. That's why they put it on the water. Very good. Then this one.
气死真真心.
What is 气死? What is the meaning?
But it's penetrate. It penetrate this true mind. It means you cultivate until you.
Oh, okay.
气死.
气词，气词 ，What is the meaning? How you use this word? Not 气 ，How you use this word? Wait. You can use two words to describe the thing, right? Penetrate what?
This 真真心
No. I want to know these two words first. The first one is what?
气气
How to form word with 气? You say 气 is penetrate.
Penetrate.
Then?
This.
Penetrate this. Oh, okay. 真真心 is the true mind. Okay. Then?
我我何成我?
我我何成我? Oh, correct.After you penetrate this true mind, you will understand why all this atta was never you. This one is for the conditioned world, understand? So when you penetrate this, you will understand that this is not a reality. 我我何成我? This is very good. Oh, sadhu. Then down there.
诸法从本来。
Correct.
诸法从本来，常自寂灭相。佛子行道矣，来世得作佛。
Oh, beautiful. So this one is 诸法。诸法 means all dhamma. 从本来啊。
From the origin.
Yeah, from the source it comes. Jufa is like from the nature, or from the source, 从本来 original nature. Then, 常
自
哦自 itself 呢？自己的自。
他常常在那个
Oh, these two words again different again.
对。
常寂 is silent.
自寂灭相就在那个silent 的那个相里面。
相。
read again 常
自寂
okay 相very beautiful yeah 常寂常自寂 root out 啦 root out 啦
cessation really always itself is always itself always itself silent and then it's
silent. Silent. This one is a 苦气, 灭刀的, 灭啊, 灭香啊, 灭香 means actually root out atta, root out atta. 长子, you read the word first.
长子,
这个寂灭
This one is the origin, the arising of all Dhamma is from the original nature. But here it says, when you are constantly within that cessation, then you will root out.
No, what it means is the nature is always in such a
Great name, brother. Do you?
No, no, this one, 长, is always. 是, is what?
Good evening, brother. Do you? Hello.
Alicia, the Mandarin better. Alicia, 你讲.
Brother Gio, 他是说长治就是他经常在住在那个 stillness 里面。
哦，沙杜，对，这样就对。 Means it's in that stillness, means that true mind. You always stay in that true nature, then you will realize that thing. That one is like you described, you say this is cessation, then that ego is gone. Yeah, that stillness, stillness, 常住在里面. Yeah. Good. Okay, the next one. Oh, this one we've gone through already. 行道,道什么这个?义。义啊。
就是finish,
means completed the cultivation, all the 10 perfection already done. Then 来世, 得做佛了, that one is obvious, you'll become the Sammasambuddha in future. Means you wait for the timing for it to arise. Oh, 好啊, 沙度。 So 这个是那个最后的
韩国的庙啊，大圣的庙。Understand？如果没有跟你学的，那么我们看到这个无心啊，因为以前我本身也是每次看到心哦，我们就以为只是那个mind。
对，我不知道会有两个嘛。有一个nature。对，所以是我想，如果很多人如果没有很真正的去penetrate那个Buddha Dharma的话，无心，他会来很像来有点讲讲有点被震撼，就是讲为什么会没有心？对，normal
people refer to
这个心就是那个心，对，real people cannot understand. That's why we have what the description is 真心, that fun thing. Then, but the English word actually is also quite good. The mundane mind and the true mind. Then the true mind is also that true nature, because it's not a being, understand? 它不是一个人呢. It's not a permanent unchanging entity that can come out and live life. It's not an entity. It's just that nature. So, 那个字, the thing, actually a lot of meaning. A lot of meaning. Then that word zu also, suchness. Then the original nature, like this one. Just now, where is the original nature? Ah, so good. Means original nature. From that source where all things arise. 本性, 本来. Very good. Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Those who know Mandarin, you have advantage. Because the description, Mandarin is like that. You must understand the words. Then when they combine, it becomes very beautiful. Especially it come out in the form of stanza. Or sometimes as description of something, or poems. That's why Mandarin word is more suitable for spiritual teachings. Very good. How you want?
就是这样子啦，杀掉，然后，不然就我还有就是 notice 我这一次在我们的这个 trip， 因为我们每一天我们的 itinerary 哦，quite relaxed 的，我们早上6点起来 meditate one hour， then 就去吃早餐，7点到8点。 Then 我们8点就开始去 visit all the places. Until 12点，有时到1点， then 我们就回来吃 lunch. After lunch, 我们就 take a rest. Then until evening, 6点到7点， 我们又有个 group sitting. 然后7点到8点吃了 dinner, then 就 take a rest. So quite, quite a relax.
Yeah, yeah, quite relaxed.
Unless 下午 your activity, 我们就 maybe 3点半、4点到 6点 about 2 hours 再去 visit 一些 places. So, during 我们去 visit 那些 holy places 的时候, then 我们的 tour guide 有时他就是哇，他很会去 describe 那些 places 啊，哇，弄到你很有 faith
的哦，他很会讲的哦，是的，是的，啊，and
then 他又很会的去，他的
faith very strong.
Yeah, 他的 faith but very strong. Then 他就会 take the times 哦，就叫我们来，我们赶快去静坐。 20 minutes, half an hour 哦，然后一讲就做哦，每个人就快点哇，push啊，就做。 Then there was one time 我就开眼睛，我就在看每一个人在做，然后我在想，这些人明白他们在做什么？Yeah,
most of them don't understand.
I mean from the apparent outlook， 你看哇，很 silent 在那边 sitting。 But the moment 他们一 close 起眼睛，一 without understanding， 每个在里面，哇 ，nothing nothing，
哈，我们在里面，a lot of verbalization，
啊，这每个，你如果有了实地啊
，later on 啊 你看得到了，they are not relaxing， they are not relaxing， they are very tense inside there， and a lot of what they call 忍啊，哇，they endure。 But some who can sit one, you also can know. That one become very calm, very peaceful. And that one normally they go into anapanasati. Or they go through samatha, object of meditation. Then they become very quiet, very peaceful. But doesn't last one. Most of this doesn't last one. Unless they have already sat for very long. Then they can hold sitting very peaceful, very still. I won't say they're very still. They are very calm, very peaceful. But all because of the chanting energy, the concentration, and sometimes it's continuous mindfulness. They become very calm. But seldom you can find one doing awareness based. The awareness based on got nothing. is very relaxed. And he can be in that posture. In whatever posture he is, he can be very. Sometimes you see him, he just sat there, doing nothing. He is really in that state. And sometimes he sits, sometimes he lie down. Sometimes he just go for a walk. So this awareness based on, they do things differently and they develop the awareness and the sati within. Then they have this nature that can detect the great being's nature, detect the energy that is within the vicinity. Then most of the time they are silent, peaceful. That word 自在 is correct. That's why the Xing start with 观自在菩萨. That 自在 is not easy one. Without wisdom, you cannot be in a state of 自在, relaxed awareness. That one is very, very relaxed. 自在. That's why that word 自在 is very good. The Mandarin word is very good. Because the meaning of the two words is when you are present, zai is present, 自在, when you are present, means the awareness, that moment, that is 自在. But it has to come with the understanding of relax. You don't force yourself to be aware. That is not awareness. A lot of people wants to be aware. Gone already. Means the thought wants to be aware. I want to be peaceful. I want to be calm. I want to meditate. That one thing is a craving created by the mundane mind, the thought person. But the 自在 is 自在, very natural. Within the moment, in perfect relaxation, awareness. That's why it's the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the awareness within. That's why it's at ease. It is within the moment, not doing anything. You understand? Within the moment, not doing anything. You understand? No thought, no manifestation, nothing. Relax. That nature is in the state of tranquility. Very still, no movement, nothing. That is the real relax. And when you lie down, I remember when I was cultivating that time, I can relax anywhere. Wherever I am, I just lie down and rest at that time. I remember. 1-2 minutes, I recover already. Sometimes 5 minutes, I already fully charged. Completely blank on the mind. In that relaxed awareness, no movement, nothing. The whole body, whatever thing you do to it, it just echo and flow. I remember, you all remember PK, na? PK, Asong, he is a civil engineer also from Taman Tun, stay near Yunshan place. Oh, you haven't heard. He older than me. Older than me, but he passed away a few years back while in the state. He was the one that introduced me to his Buddhist friend in US on her. Then he asked me to prepare a seminar paper and I forwarded it to them. Because the one who's supposed to conduct cannot make it. So Pique wrote to me. Asked me to write a seminar paper on that type of meditation that they want. So I sent him. So he also know this Kung Fu people, I think. And this Kung Fu guy, I think, is his good friend, very close friend. He is like his Tai Kick, Tai Chi Chuan. He's very good. And he liked to, where we were at this Taman Tun Park. He saw PK, he will go and move him on, turn him around. Then there were another two friends of him. He go and move them. Then, of course, like PK, he said, 呢种唔系学呢啲功夫嘅料。You know why? Because they resist. Then he suddenly saw me. Then very funny. I didn't do anything. I just smiled. Then he asked PK, 边个嚟？我老师。老师啊，哎，come. Then you know what he did? He moved me. Then he told PK, 哇，呢个功夫料嚟，then PK told him, 哈，你唔知啊？But still, he teach awareness based meditation. Because I didn't do anything. He moved me, I just moved with him. Until he also surprised that I can be so relaxed. The whole thing he moved. And I don't get spin off. I just move with his momentum. No matter how he moved, fast or slow also, he tried. Anyway, but I follow the activity. I know how to relax and be with it. That's why I do not resist anything. Then I was there. Then after that, he took me. Then he told PK, wow, this one very good. This one got the kung fu material. Can learn very fast. Yeah, he said he know how to relax. Then PK tell him, take out awareness. The first thing, the first support, you relax. That's why a lot of this thing, you will come to develop all this understanding when you meet cultivator who know how to be in a state of relax. And that relaxation is the word 自在, 自在. It's completely at ease. Without doing anything, the word is, like I used to say, you are in a state of no thought, samadhi. But it's a free mind, you understand? Free mind, the mind that is not conditioned at all, is free. And here, no thought, no. Who can do it? Cannot do it, unless you have the wisdom and the understanding. That's why our four support, the awareness based on, you can do it. You have faith, you relax, maintain awareness. So many of our kanyamita has done it. And you can really be in that state, free mind without thought. That's why Alicia and Pocheng and Evita, they realize so amazing. Last time, you have to focus, concentrate, or in the state of continuous mindfulness absorption, then only you can have a mind that is without thought. But that is a conditioned state. This one is no need to do anything now. And no thought activity, no movement at all. You are in that state of stillness, tranquility. That is the true awareness nature. At ease, 自在, means nothing inside there. Then, for it to transform into cessation, you need wisdom. You need a lot of wisdom. Very good. 还有什么? 没有了就 nominate 一个, 看 online. Hi, Alicia.
Maybe Alicia 有什么要
add on.
Good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and Brother Song, and all Kalamita. Very much for Brad Song sharing. It was really wonderful.
Yeah,
it was so beautiful. I was going to add on to Brad Joe the email on Anita.
That's
good. Yeah. Wow, I was in tears. I also felt very moved.
Pocheng also wrote it very well. Pocheng Naga replied to Anita. Then I say Mahasadhu for the good understanding. Ta described a lot of the thing that I share with you all that day on Anita Singh's thing. And she put it in such beautiful words. Ni, go on.
Thank you, Brad. Actually, 我读了那个最 recent 的那个 letter，就是那个 email。
对。
I was really 很多 joy inside and then
Yeah.
我好像跟他深受同深，就说我的 feeling like 我 understand 他的感受，you know，很感
对，
恩，很多的 joy，很多的
对，对，
欢喜那种心情。
对，对，发喜心
Then
啊。
我里面就 you know like 哇，我都 like 里面要 move 了，好像要哭这么样子。
Yeah, it is, yeah, 一
So
定
I
的，
was like, oh, is it sadu sadu? But
yeah, 发
I
度
actually
yeah.
actually 我想 write a letter, but then today 我的 schedule 实在是太忙了，所
改
以
天了，改
就
天了，没事
是
啊。
等我有时间坐下来就，
呀，可
所
以，可以。
以真的是不容易啊，我觉得
呀
他，因
呀
为他有这个很 strong 的 affinity，因为他又没
呀。呀。
有见过 Brother Joe，不像
对
我
对
们
对
有
对对。
这么好的 condition 跟 Brother
对
Joe
对对，
学佛法，you
对对
know，
对，
可以经常去 Brother Joe 那边听经闻
呀呀
法，you
呀，
know，而且 Brother Joe 一直带我们下来，能走到妙法莲华经，还有 all the unique code，实在是不
呀
容
呀，
易。我觉得我们要经常听 Brajul 的 Dharma 是，因为你听多了，他自然而然他的那个 right view 就会升起，就
对，
你的那种 mental hindrance 就自然就 drop 了，而且
对，
你就是你在日常生活里面真的看到很多的变化。就比方说，我今天陪我的朋友去逛街，以前我的逛街是 I'm like 很 drawn into 那个东西，然后你就
对，
很贪心的很想买，你就给你自己一个借口买，这样子，you know what I
对
mean？
对对。
但是我今天我是来，我是在走，我是很自然很清安的在走。就是走罢了，没有一个念头想要买东西这样子的，很奇怪。就是我觉得，哎，怎么会这样子的？
沙的，很
所以
好，
我是觉得很感恩。I was
对，
really full of joy. I mean,
对，you come to realize all those transformation 佛法就是这么奥妙，
对，因为以前的 healer's way 就是。你一看到什么，你好像你冲来冲去，你把你的都一直在，you know，来很争取时间的去看某一样东西这样子，而不是
对，
用心的去在观赏或者欣赏某一件东西这样子。所以我发觉
对，
到，诶，我的脚步很轻安这样，you know，哇，来哇，
呀，
真的是不一样，bro 就感恩 bro 就的教导。
沙的，
所有的我经历的一切的哦，非常的 beautiful。I mean, it's really wonderful. And
呀。
then 还有 last Tuesday 我在 Brazil 那边上课，其实我是整个脚很痛，因为很累了嘛。但是
对
当我
对
一
对，
跪下去 Brazil 的这前面
啊，
我 feel 不到我的 pain 哦，没有 pain。
哦，
然后当一 chanting 要 start 的时候，我的心就动了一下，然后我就 in tears。Then I was like in tears. Then after that，then 我们去 meditate 的时候，I was like fully aware，但我好像不大感觉到我的身体这样，就是 very strong 的一个 awareness。然后你身边要发生什么事情，你要知道也
对，
可以，不要知道也可以，就是这样。所以。它是一步一步的在 transform，但是我想 share with Kailamita 的是，当我们走哪一步都好，在哪一个 stage 都好，我们要抱着一个一直要学习的态度，就是一直要学习，要学习去了解更多的佛法，然后 you know，就是。一直要学习啦，我不懂怎样的去放他一个很 proper 的，就是我每天都抱着一个我要学习，我要学习，我要学习这样子，
是的。
所以他的这个要学习的之余，他是会给予你一个 磨练的心，然后你就在学习，又在学习，又在学习，哦，这样 unknowingly 哦，你就会 progress，我又不知道怎样的去对，但是他就是我觉得他我讲的比较俗气一点，就是说没有天下没有白受的苦啦，就是说你经过那个之后，你又长一次，你经过那一个，你又长一次，这样。变了，慢慢慢慢，我们去学习学习，所以感恩所有卡拉米达的分享，然后 Libra 送的分享，还有全部人的分享，我在每一个人的分享的过程里面，然后我又再去 reflect，you know，去明白怎样的去再进一步的学习，这个是我学习的一个方法，所以我想跟大家分享一下。So，然后就
非
感
常
恩
好，
啊，感恩阿
感
弥陀
恩
佛。
感恩，稍等，来
还
睡觉一
有
下，
另外一个事情是，我是想讲那个麦，因为Brother Song 也有要去一起达那，然后国论也要，所以我借着这个机会就是感恩他们，you know have this thought of like partake into 那个麦，就不是我一个人的什么哈，我也想每个卡拉米达 also can partake in this good deeds 哦。So Brazil 哈，OK，好，感恩
可以可以，
Brazil，阿弥陀
好，
佛，阿
阿
弥
弥
陀
陀佛，
佛。
萨埵萨埵萨埵。Like what Alicia share is very good, huh? It can give you understanding and faith. Then Kayamita can also develop the same progress. What she used was like the keenness to learn, to cultivate, because like I used to share with you, your wisdom is unending. Can never finish on. Don't be complacent on it. Don't be complacent to think that you already have it, you already finished. No, because this evolution of cultivation or transformation or understanding is unending. Where the universe within the conditioned world is very, very immense, and there is no such thing as you have finished. Of course, when it comes to perfection of wisdom, yes, it can be done. Means you can reach a point where you have perfected it. But when I talk about wisdom, is the wisdom that arises within life. Where life existence is a movement, the son of unending one. Where this movement is evolution, like aeons and aeons and aeons of evolution and movement. And all this, when you have the understanding, is unending. Because over long period of transformation and evolution, civilization also evolve, transform. And the wisdom that arise during different era, different, what they call civilization, can be very different. Like the IT world and the pre-IT world is world over different. Then our civilization is considered not really sophisticated yet. We haven't seen those very sophisticated ones, very advanced civilization, which is way beyond the thought process, where they have evolved until a lot of things has actually been developed as understanding. Then that what they call thought potential, the mundane mind's creation that give rise to all this civilization and evolution of consciousness, they also evolve. That's why as it evolve, society become different. Everything that we come to experience become different. The Dhamma understanding also evolve in itself. Although the essential Dhamma, the basic Dhamma that governs life and existence within our this conditioned world is already set. But there could be other world system with other conditions that are very different from what our universe is. Then the other thing that we need to maybe I quickly go through the sharing from this Anita Singh. I just want to read to you. I wrote here, dear Kayanamita, below for your further sharing and rejoicing. May this sharing bring forth great faith, sadha, virya, and diligence for all Kayanamita to strive on with heedfulness to walk the path of Dhamma. So this message is for all Kayanamitas, so that you can develop the faith. And to really understand, you must read on. Maybe I quickly go through. There is this email from Anita Singh. I think she replied to me after she received from Sister Po Ching. Maybe I will read to you Sister Po Ching's email first. So Sister Po Ching wrote to me. And she also wrote to Sister Anita Singh. She said, rejoice, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Mahasadhu to Brother Teo's compassion, guidance, and more teaching. Congratulate and thank you, Sister Anita, for your beautiful experience and sharing, for creating conditions for more wonderful Dhamma to flow, and sharing by Brother Teo. Brother Teo's extreme the important pointers can be very helpful, and it can help speed up our training and cultivation. So these are all very, very true. And she picked up all the points that I shared that night. This then continually said, I'm very happy for you, Anita. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then, true Dhamma is pachitang. If cultivated correctly, you will progress. It will appear in meditation, in formal and daily life, in the midst of life, exactly the way Brother Teo explained. Whatever you observe in your silent mind, no teacher can explain and describe it to you in such manner that we can get to know it. Not even books, to such vivid manner. Mahasadhu to Brother Teo for the true Dhamma. That true Dhamma is a living Dhamma. She captured this also. You can break free from suffering. Yes, true. It is super amazing and wonderful to realize it. We benefited tremendously. Our faith and confidence are unshakable. Genuine testimony. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then she somehow continues it. To be born a human is very rare. We already have it. And to come across the true Buddha Dhamma is even more rare and difficult to encounter. Yet we have the condition to receive it. As human beings, we have all the above conditions. So use it and not waste it. That's why she said, strive on with heedfulness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then he said, we are all joyful to hear from you. Once more, congratulations to you, Anita. Then after that, Anita, I think, waited 1 week to reply. So I read to you my reply to Sister Po Ching first. I say, dear Sister Po Ching, well written, and Mahasadhu to you for your good understanding too. Well, for her to have this understanding and to describe all those and write in the email is really extraordinary. And then Anita replying, he said, thanks for sharing my email with the she actually include your Kayamita as the Sangha with the Sangha on Tuesday class 4th of April, and also thanks to all Kayamita for listening. As you rightly mentioned, even without ever meeting, being complete stranger, yet this nature has been able to understand your teaching. He used the word effortlessly. Your words brought tears in my eyes with joy. Unbelievable how things happen beyond all constraint. Thank you. You see, now she knows how to use the word my nature, her nature. Then she continued, said, Radio, I humbly bow to you and the Triple Gem. May your grace always be the guiding light, and may this nature, see, she again used the word now, the nature, be able to understand all teachings and enable progress. Like what Alicia said, just cultivate, just develop the understanding and progress. Peace be upon all. Thank you, Sadhu. See, so beautiful. Yeah? So let us rejoice. Eh? Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Then the rest, you all read yourself. Eh? We have to end. Eh? Already 10:40. Eh? Okay, let us share merits eh? And do the closing. Puja. Akasatta cha bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang tang anumoditwa Chirang rakkhantu loka sasana Itta wata cha amehi Sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu Sabba sampati siddhiya Idang menya tinang hotu Sukhita hontunya tayo Idang menya tinang hotu Sukhita hontunya tayo Idang menya tinang hotu Sukhita hontunya tayo Devo satu kalena Sasa sampati hito cha Pito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imena punyam kamena Mame bala samagamo Satan samagamo otu Yava nivana patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect deeply to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Eh? In the end, Sadhu.
Dear brothers and sisters of the Dhamma, shall we bow our hearts? Since I would like to grant you and assist you for coming up today to share this all with the Dhamma with us by saying Sadhu.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu to Sister PG for fetching Radio and Mrs. Stewart.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu to Brother Chitong for helping in the recording and the Zoom session.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu to Brother Song and Sister Alicia for the beautiful sharing.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu to Sister
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Also, thanks to all Kamita for joining the Zoom session and the physical session so that there are causes and conditions to allow and enable all this Dhamma activity and Dhamma sharing to be possible. You should all rejoice and have gratitude. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. And especially Bratim and Sister Pramasuriya for doing out such beautiful way place for us to have our Thursday class sharing. Rejoice.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
This place is very conducive now. Getting better and better. The energy is very good here.